Philip Sam Papier, after the surgeon care today's date is 03/12/2022. Dictation is for Ryan Enrichsen. Enrichsen spells H-I-N-R-I-C-H-S-E-N. Ryan spells R-Y-A-N. Date of birth is 03/27/1979. 42-year-old gentleman here with vomiting and diarrhea, period. Patient stated he think he may have been had a food poison. He said he was working out at the gym and has his shake that he drinks before he works out, which has dairy product in it. It was laying around for approximately 4 or 5 hours. He states then he drank it, and approximately six to eight hours later, he started having upset stomach, vomiting, and diarrhea, period. He denies blood in his vomitus. He said he only has approximately about 3 loose stool today and vomited about twice today, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph. Medication is none. Next paragraph. Allergies, azithromycin. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 124/85. Pulse 76. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.3. Period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good. Inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen diffuse tenderness to palpation, very active bowel sounds, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range motion, bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, M3 cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is vomiting, number 2 diarrhea, number 3 medication refill, in parentheses, patient is requesting a refill of his finasteride. He states that he has history of BPH and he takes finasteride but is currently out. Patient indicated he's a pilot and he's from Australia and would not be getting home until probably in another 2 weeks or so. Next paragraph. Medication refill. Next assessment, medication refill. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Finasteride, 5 milligrams. You will take 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90. Next medication, dicyclomine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO BID times 14 days. Number 28. You will take this for his abdomen. Patient, and I had a lengthy discussion. Before giving his prescription, he was offered, he was advised to go to the emergency room as his electrolytes. Maybe impacted because of his vomiting and diarrhea. He said, a quote, absolutely not, I'm not going to the emergency room at the moment. He wants to try this medication first and see what happens, and if he does not improve, he will go to the emergency room, close quote. Next paragraph, patient was advised Brad diet for the next 2 days. He was given an education sheet on Brad diet. Advice to avoid dairy product, avoid fast foods, increase fruits and vegetables, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we're closed. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of education.